AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
5 years in, this is no longer about a law. This is not about the Affordable Care Act as legislation or Obamacare as a political football. This is health care in America.
Despite a Supreme Court ruling today that keeps the president's new health care law intact by upholding nationwide tax subsidies, Republicans like House Speaker John Boehner vow to keep fighting to repeal it.
We're going to continue our efforts to do everything we can to put the American people back in charge of their own health care and not the federal government.
A court date has been rescheduled for a prison guard charged in connection with the escape of two killers. Gene Palmer admits providing them with tools, paint, frozen hamburger, and access to a catwalk electoral box, but claims he never knew they planned to break out of the Clinton Correctional Facility in upstate New York. A judge has set a July 2016 trial date for the man charged with abducting and killing a University of Virginia student. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. A funeral was held today in Charleston, South Carolina, for 70-year-old Ethel Lance, one of the nine victims of last week's church massacre.
Interim Pastor Norvell Goff says God was with the longtime member of Emmanuel AME Church the night she was killed.
Jesus, call Ethel by her name.
Ethel Lance served as a sexton at the church, helping keep the historic building clean, and she loved gospel music. Grandson Brandon Risher said,
she was a victim of hate, and she can be a symbol for love. That's what she was in life.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson, Governor Nikki Haley, and the Reverend Al Sharpton were among those attending the service. I'm Steve Coleman.
This is AP Radio News. Dreams will come true in tonight's NBA draft.
The Minnesota Timberwolves have the first pick of the 2015 NBA draft, which takes place tonight in Brooklyn. The Los Angeles Lakers will select second, while perennial lottery team in the 76ers has the third pick. The New York Knicks or Orlando Magic round out the top five. Teams will be going after a talent pool, including big man Karl Anthony Towns of Kentucky and Jahlil Okafor of Duke, who both opted to enter the draft after 1 year of college and are expected to be selected near the top of the board this evening. Mike Moriarty, New York.
Ohio guard D'Angelo Russell says hard work has prepared him to play in the NBA.
I was always overlooked, so to be in this position that I'm in right now is mind-blowing to me. I can't really put a nail on how I feel or how I got here besides hard work.
Baseball history will be made tonight in Northern California's wine country with the appearance of the sport's first openly gay active professional. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.